A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
Study Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, from verse 12 to the last verse, verse 42. And I believe in all our groups, all of us, we did so. And we gave the opportunity to hear different views from everyone within the group. So we'll quickly go straight to the first question. So the first one was, what did miraculous signs and wonders do for the early church? We'll start with Sister Antonia's group. We'll be doing very quickly because of time. So if you are not ready, I will quickly move to the next group. That's how we're going to do it today. Amen.
Praise the Lord. In our group, we discussed that the miraculous signs and wonders added to the early church. Praise the living God.
And they were assured that God was walking with them. The prayer that they have prayed in Acts chapter 4, they were seeing the answers, which is good when you see your prayers answered.
Amen. And also, I think he brought respect for them. He made people hold them in high esteem.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah, created fear in the heart of people. Mm-hmm. They knew that these ones were Christian. They are touch not.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Philadelphia group here. And other groups involved.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We also agree that it announces God's works through them. What God, the work of God, what God can do through his people.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much, everyone. I think it sums it up that many were drawn to Christ, that boldness. And, you know, it was very authentic. Because we can see in some of the verses, I think from verse 36 downwards, where Gamaliel was giving his counsel after the priests and the leaders, they had thought of killing them, slaying them. You see, and he gave counsel concerning what others have tried to do, but it didn't work. But he said concerning this work, if it is the work of the Lord, you know, you can't be against God. It will always stand. And God, you know, you would think that, you know, after God had sent the angels to open the prison doors, you would think that the priests were going to, and the leaders were going to just, you know, accept that, no, this is the work of God. But, you know, that's what happens with the enemy as well. You see, they kept on trying different things. After the apostles had given a wonderful testimony, the Bible says it cut them to their heart, is it? So that we know what I'm saying here. Acts 5 verse 33. When they had heard that, they were cut to their heart and took counsel to slay them. But you know, because their work was of God. Because God was on their side. Because it was authentic. God proved himself to be strong on their behalf. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 19 verse 14. We also see others who tried to say, oh, whatsoever you can do, we can also do it. But you know, they were told that Jesus we know. But who are you? You see, and they fled the place because it was fake. What they were trying to do was not what the apostles were doing. The apostles were doing in the name of Christ. They were doing in the name of Jesus. So that name that you have, it is a great name. The name I have, the name we have, all of us as believers, it is the name that is above all other names. And when we stand in that name, we can do signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. The second question says, what did the demand for healing do for the apostles? What did the demand do? The demand for healing. What did it do to the apostles? Let's quickly start with this group right here. What did it do? Okay, we'll give it to Minister Wale, who is having the mic. He will just quickly help us on that one. What did the demand for healing do for the apostles?
We can see that it increased the number of people.
Amen.
in chapter 5, the early verses there said a multiple of people.
Yes.
There are thousands.
Multitudes,
followed
yes.
them because they saw the signs and wonders.
Amen.
There was eagerness. And yes. there was willingness even to know more about that Christ which they were preaching.
Fantastic. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Yes, let's hear. Mommy is raising her hand. Mommy Mercy. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In our group, we discussed that it creates opportunities. You know, it creates opportunity to present the gospel to others.
Yes, that opportunity to present the gospel to others. Because even others, you could see, they will say, brethren, what shall we do? You know, we want to have this kind of, tangible testimony you are having. And they were told, you know, to present their lives to Christ, to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord. You see, it presented that opportunity to others that if all this can be done in the name of Christ, what can we do that we can also have what you, the apostles, are having? So there was that opportunity. And let's come to this group quickly, please.
The demand for healing gave the apostles a boost in
wonderful. Their, hey, wonderful. I like that.
In their job.
Yes, well done. Well done.
For healing others.
Amen. Amen. They were given a boost to say, we are doing the work of the Lord. They were given a boost.
That is powerful.
Amen.
Because we said in Acts chapter 3, they healed only one man.
Mm.
Trouble came. Then they went to God and prayed for outstretched arm. And then multitudes were healed. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Boost. Somebody Amen. Say a top up. A
Hallelujah.
Boost.
A boost. Thank you. Thank you, Dara. Thank you for that. That's very good. You know, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, in 41 and 42, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Regardless of what the priests, the leaders were trying to do, they were given a boost to say, we are for Jesus. We are for Christ. Let's move to the next question. What was the response of religious leaders? What was their response? Oh, wow. This group is active here. Oh, wow.
I know that the religious leaders were jealous because they tried to put them back in imprisonment and tried to, beat them. But then they were happy to be beaten because they felt good about being suffered for being in Jesus' name.
Thank you, son. God bless you. Thank you very much. Let's quickly come to this group here.
They were negative to the people. Mm. When we read in Acts 5:22, it says, "But on the arriving at the jail, the officers do not find them. So they went back and reported. So they were negative. And then on the other hand, when they did not find them, but they cannot do anything about it. Mm. So they have to report to the priest and say, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was when the boost came in again
yes.
for them to repent more.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And lastly, let's go to the last question. Mami Messi's group there. How can we make ourselves available to God as vessels for his miracles, signs, and wonders?
We were adding, sir, to number 3 first.
Sorry.
Can we add, please, to number
3? Oh, yeah, you can add, and then you just go to the next question. Yes,
Amen.
Thank you very much.
I was so blessed, Sister Antoni was sharing, even though we were reading about the Sadducees, she was challenging us that can we also be Sadducees? When we see gifts in the house, what's our response? Are we actually appreciating the gifts? Or in our hearts, are we holding them prisoners? Are we looking and saying, why is it only this sister? Why is it only this brother? When they pray, things happen. And it's just for us to question ourselves, to thank God for the gifts he's put in the house.
Amen.
And appreciate those gifts rather than pointing fingers and saying, why is it only her? So that blessed me. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Wonderful. And finally, the last question there.
I'm still adding to that.
All right. Okay.
A boost. If you are doing the work of God right, even the enemies, they will fight in their own camp. That's what happened. So the apostles were doing miracles, and within them, while they are opposing the apostles, they are still judging themselves and fighting themselves and settling the issues without even going to the apostles themselves, where Gamaliel actually stood for them.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, man.
So when we do the work of God, God will fight for us. That's God fighting for the apostles in that case.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you for that analysis. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay. We had different a lot of answers to that one. Mm-hmm. But I'll read verse 20 says, then he told them, go to the temple and give the people the message of life. Praise the Lord. Ours is to go. We said, go with boldness. Mm-hmm. Carry the message that you have. We have whole heart healings, one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Tell someone that the God that healed me can heal you also.
Amen.
With boldness, without doubt. If someone is sick, be bold to lay hands. And pray and believe that God will heal them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Let's rise up. Let's rise up as we pray. And Mommy will come. Hallelujah. Let's round up that Bible study right now. Just thank God. Just thank God that you know you are counted worthy to partake even of the things that God is showing unto us through the eyes of the apostles, the things they were able to accomplish, and they did not give up. Oh, they were counted worthy. They found that, yes, indeed, we are glad that we are counted worthy for the sake of the gospel. Are you putting yourself in that position where you can say, Lord, because of A, B, C that I am doing, that I have done, I am grateful that I am counted worthy in the name of Jesus. As many came and were healed, as the Lord fought for the apostles, pray that God will fight your battles in the mighty name of Jesus. As the Lord God Almighty sent Gamaliel in the midst of the leaders and the priests, may God send helpers your way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we adore you. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Lord, make us your vessels ready to be used by you. The apostles were bold and courageous. They were determined, oh God, to go that extra mile. We pray in the name of Jesus that boldness, courage is given unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let's welcome Mommy.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.